We'll start again from the Gemara Daf Dalad Amid Aleph by the two dots around 10 lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omer Rav, Shi'urin Chatzitzin U'mechitzin Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. That means the shear. We know there's Kazayas for Achilles, Issa, for Chela, for Dam, Pigul, Noisa. Different shiurim we know is Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. Chatzitzin, Chatzitza, when you go into the mikveh, is Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. Mechitzin. Halachas of mechitzas. Asar tefachim is a shus. That's halach l'mesh b'sinai. Frag the Gemara. Shiurin. D'raisuhu. You tell me that shiurin is halach l'mesh b'sinai. It's a posuk that says shiurin d'chsev. Eretz chito u'seira. Eretz chito u'seira teino gefen rimoin. Eretz shemun u'dvash. V'om rav chonon. Kol ha-posuk hazeh l'shiurin emar. The whole posuk is meant for shiurin. Chito is telling me what the chetran. The Mishnah says, "Hanichnas lebeis hamenuga." If someone enters a house that's tsaras on the house, a base that's menuga with tsaras, the kelevak safe of he's carrying his utensils, the sandolov the tabois of biyod of he's carrying his shoes, his rings. Who aim to make me yad? Because that's considered bol abayis. Habol abayis is tomei. He entered the home. He entered, and the utensils entered. However, if he's wearing his utensils, he's wearing his shoes, he's wearing his rings, he's wearing his clothing. So then, who tome miyad? He's taka tome miyad because he entered. Shteit in posuk v'abol abayis v'hein toirin atchiish shebichdei achilas pras. Mashen kein, when you look at the utensils, you have to wait a time span kdei achilas pras. You would say that the svar is if he's wearing it should be for sure bottled to him. Right. So Reb Chaim comes lafuke this exactly in Sefer. Reb Chaim in Tumas Tzaraas, he says the tumah of utensils that a person wears is not machmas the person. Not machmas the person. Even though he wears it. He says the Mishnah says in the Goyim that if a person puts his hand into the home that's menuga, so then we see clearly that it's shaykh, that it becomes tomei, even though the person didn't enter. Rubai, roiv, the body is out. So we see that the din of the fact that hichlis yodah, it's tmein, even though the person himself is not tomei, we see clearly that the tum is not machmas the person. That's his right. It's not, that's good for what's coming off, okay. Wearing it is not machmas the person. It's a din of wearing it, is a din of kalim that you're wearing, so then you have to wait kedeach kilas pras. So it's a different din taka. And that's a shear. What's a shear? Kedachilas pras. What kind of pas? How long does it take to eat this kedachilas pras? Pas chitin. Not pas sa'irin. Loi pas sa'irin, which is barley. Mesev. Reclining. Va'ichav lift on. So the point is, that's the shear of the pasuk, of the word chitin, the pasuk. The shear is kedachilas pras. We know we use kedachilas pras for many things. For the shear achila, that's considered your eight matzin the shear of kedachilas pras. All the different halachas of kedachilas pras. So here it's the geyer to the zman that tume is chal on the begadim that you wear. Al kaponim, you're telling me shiurin is halacha l'mesh b'sinai. It's a pasuk. Shteit chito. Tzveit kasha. The next part of the pasuk. Se'oira. It says in the pasuk, se'oira, the barley kernel, the tanan. Etzim k'se'oira, an etzim, a bone without flesh on it. An etzim, it's pure bone without basar. It's metama k'shir k'se'oira. Metama b'mago v'masa. Now, it's not metama b'oil with that shear, but it's metama b'mago v'masa. It's metama b'mago v'masa, even though it's only size of a se'oira. So you need se'oira in the posuk for the shear of tumas mago v'masa. V'ein metama b'oil, it's not metama b'oil. Unless it's gazayas. If it's basar, it's something else. But here we're talking about an etzim alone. So it's not metame b'oil, but it's metame b'shir se'ira, b'magav v'masa. Gefen, what does it tell me, gefen in the pasuk? K'dei revi'is yayin nozir. A nozir cannot drink wine, cannot eat grapes either. Chatzanim. So there's a question, how do you measure that which he is forbidden to do? Do you measure it in a liquid form, or do you measure it in a solid form? Is it issa achilas k'zayis, or is the issa shtiyas revi'is? Let's say he ate grapes, and on the tzad that you have to measure b'shir of shtiyah, of revius, how do you measure revius if it's a salad? So Tosfos explains Tosfos says a kashan Rashi, because Rashi stam says Yemachayim Malkus when he drinks the reviers of Yain and Nozir. In fact, Tosfos, that's not comparable to the other things in the pasuk. The other things in the pasuk are measuring sticks. That chita is for kedechilas pras, oira is for magamasa of a metame ba'oil. That's in Gesoira. Here, according to Rashi, it's the thing itself. Geffen, if he eats Geffen, he's Chayv Malkus. Zoktoy says, no, it's a measuring stick. If you want to evaluate the shear of Revius on a salad that he ate, assuming that the Issa is a shtia, you take the salad of the grapes, you put it into a cup of wine, not water, because water flows over more, quicker, Zoktoy says. Wine stays more at the edges until it actually has to flow over, so you put in the grapes and the chatzanim, and whatever flows over, till it's a shir revius, that's when you know he's like, so mei lak upon him, Geffen is telling me, kidei revius yayin and nozer, so again it's a shir, zok di mo'ot avdala romit beis, this we got up to yesterday. Te'ena, it says in the pasuk, te'ena is telling me what? Kegoy geres, that means, a fig, yechayev on a te'ena yevesha, for the din of hoitzah of oichlin. Oichlin on Shabbos. We had a whole parak in Shabbos of Bama Yoitza. Yechayev the Shiur Achila is a Gregeris. A Gregeris. That's what the Tain is telling me. Gregeris Letzor Shabbos. You're not chayev less than that. It's not choshev. If you're maksev, it's all sugya. But stoma oichlin shir is Gregeris, and that's a shir of a Taina. Letzor Shabbos. Rimon in the pasuk is telling me kedetanan kol klei balabatim. Utensils that are not sold in stores, not utensils that are kli umnim, that you makbid right away as soon as there's a tiny little hole you throw in the garbage. No, klei balabatim, they preserve it even though it has a hole in it until the size is the size of a pomegranate. The hole, then you can't use it. A small hole you can use for other items. If it's a small hole, then you chas al kelov. So then you can use it for a goizim. If it's a small shear, if it's the size of an egoid, you can keep it for rimonim. But if the hole is the size of a rimon, then even the balabai throws it in the garbage. So mela, it's not tome anymore. It's like a broken utensil. It loses its status of tuma. So the shear midaraisa that klei balabai is ois tome is rimon. Kol klei balabatim shiur kimonim. Eretz zei shemen. What's it? Pasuk zay is telling me zay shemen is olive oil.
All relevant shiurim we learn from Paris Aretz. From which Paris? From the Zayas. The Shir Kazayas.
We just enumerated and listed off a whole list of things. We said Seoira, we said Chita, we said Geffen, we said Groigris, Hotzah Shabbos. What do you mean everything is a Kazayas? It's not. Zog the Gemara.
The majority of the shurim are Azayas.
So Rashi, what is Roiv Shiurel? For instance, the second narrow line, the third narrow line. Roiv Shiurel. Achilas Chelev, Vidam, Vinoisa, Upigu, Vitome, Unevela, Ubehema, Tmeo, Ubos Rameis, La'ail, Umaganevelas. All these are Shurik Zayas. Shurik Torah are Kazayas. As a matter of fact, state in Michas Chinuch, if you don't know a shear, it's not an Isparish Behedya. You can assume it's a shear kazayas. Now, what is a zayas? That itself is a whole question. Is a shear a zayas? A chatzi beya? Is a shear a zayas? A shlish beya? So we're makel sometimes when it comes to a choyla, the guy with the different shearim, when it comes to different halachas. But the point is, zayas, roiv shirea or kazayasim. Zok de gemara, dvash, it says in the pasuk dvash. Now, dvash usually means dvash tamarim, date honey. So what is dates relevant to? Dvash referring to dates. Kikoy seves agasal yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, it's not totally an isachil, it's totally an inui, v'nis v'zav sheseichem, and a chomer mishash, teten gemar and yuma, that miyas v'daita, when you eat the shear of a kiseves, a date, kiseves agasal, same shear for everyone. When it comes to mali lugmav, so that's a shtia, so that depends on every person's cheekful. But when it comes to kesevis, it's a shear that's across the board. So that's a shear for Yom Kippurim. So again, we know shear of the Raisa. So Akaponim, that's the Gemara's Kasha. We see this whole pasuk is pasuk of the Raisas. That's shear of the Raisa. So why do you say it's Aloch Lamesh B'Sinai? Zog the Gemara, V'tizbara, shiurin michtav k'siva. Do you see shiurin in the pasuk? I see a pasuk that talks about the milas of Peiris and Yisrael. Eretz Chitas Oira. State Nishiurin in the Pasuk. Narvos, Ela Hilchseninu. It's Aloch Lamesh Mesinai. Vas Mechinu Gaboran Akoi. La Oilom, it's Tak Aloch Lamesh Mesinai. The Aloch Lamesh Mesinai, there were mass mechit on the Psukim. But not that the Psukim behead you, stay in the Shiurin. State the Shiurin in the Pasuk. Yes, after the Aloch Lamesh Mesinai, As Mechinu Gaboran Akoi. But it's not a Pasuk that's behead you telling me Shiurin. So la Oilom, it's Tak Aloch Lamesh Mesinai. Zog the Gemara weiter. Chatzitzin, doi reise ninu. You're telling me that chatzitza is aloch lamesh misinai. That's the second thing we enumerated. Frag di gemorit zu reise, dichsev, zu fesche posuk. Verrochars, es kol besoroi, bamayim. Shle edovo, choytzeitz, bim psoroi lamayim. That means his whole boss has to be in the water. That means he can't have a chatzitza. So what do you need to tell me? That it's aloch lamesh misinai, it's a fesche posuk. In addition, we learn out from this pasuk, b'mayim b'mei mikveh, that it has to be mei mikveh, meaning mechunosin, even though it's not mayim chayim. You don't say chayim in the pasuk, mei mikveh. Kol besoroi mayim shekol gufoi oyla behen. It has to be, in one shot, his whole body has to be in the mikveh. B'kamahein, what's the size of the mikveh, the minimal requirement that kol gufoi is oyla behen? Amo al amo b'rum gimel amos. That's the size of a person that goes in. Obviously, if a person is larger, he won't fit in. But the standard is Amma al Amma b'rum gimel amos. One Amma by an Amma, the room of height of three Ammas. V'shir chachomim, what's that amount in, this cubic amount in water? Me mikveh mem so, aborim so is the shir of Amma al Amma b'rum gimel amos. So, kaponim, you're telling me, that's chatzit says aloch lamesh misinai. Here we have a first apostle at the beginning of the apostle. We said, "V'rochas kol b'soroi shlei dov choytzes b'soro l'mayim." And for the Gemara, ki itzrich hilchaso, the haloch l'mash misinai you need for something else. L'saroi, yes, the person's body has to be in the mikveh. Kol gufoi, but the sar is a different entity. If not for the haloch l'mash misinai from the apostle, you would not include saroi. Gufoi is not saroi. So you need the halacha l'mesh mesinai that it can be a chatzitza by saroi too when it goes into the mikveh. Uka de rabbe, barav huna, domer rabbe huna, nima achas kshura. If you have one hair strand that is tied and knotted together, choytzetzes, it's choytzetz in the main mikveh. One hair. Sholosh, if you have three strands of hair tied together, you make a knot in the hair itself. If you take one hair strand and you make a knot, it's very tight. So the water can't go in. If you take three hairs together and you tie them, you make a tight knot, water can enter. Because the fact that it's three together, it's thicker. Once it's thicker, the knot is not as tight. So sholosh ein chatzitzes. Shtayim, if you have two hairs, so it's a suffix if water can enter or not. Ein yodea. Now, upon him, we see that sa'aroi is a din that is choytzitz, and that's taka from the aloch l'mesh misinai. Chatzitza by sar. By gufoi shteit in posuk. They need the aloch l'mesh misinai for saroi. The posuk is talking about gufoi. Shteit in posuk. V'roch is kol psoroi. Shteit dover choytzit b'psor l'mayim. But saroi wouldn't know if not for the aloch. Now what is saroi? One hair that's tied together is a chatzitza. Three is for sure not. Two, we happen to have a suffix. The Achronim have a different kasha. The Achronim ask, we know that halacha is min b'minoi ein choytzitz. If you have the same min on something not choytzitz. So every hair, that's even one hair, that's tied on its own, to itself, you make a knot in your one hair, it's min b'minoi. How could the hair be a choytzitz? It's min b'minoi ein choytzitz. Zong the Achronim, following teretz, in Svara, cheshbon is very simple. When do we say min b'minoi ein choytzitz? When you have an item that has to go into the mikveh, so if it's the same min, it's not choytzitz, it's not separating between the water and it, and it's considered like the water is on it. Min b'mino ein choytzitz. That's when you're putting something in mikveh, and a foreign object is interfering, but it's the same min. So it's not a chatzitza. Over here, the hair itself has to go into the mikveh. We're not discussing a foreign object that's interfering with that which has to go into the mikveh. If the hair itself is tied to itself, it's tied, it's kosher, so it's choytzitz because the hair, true, the hair is min b'minoi. But the hair has to go into the water. When you have min b'minoi, it's interfering a foreign object on something that has to go into the mikvah. So then min b'minoi and chaitzis. But here, the item itself has to have an agias mayim. So then, you can't say min b'minoi and chaitzis on itself.
Meaning when a foreign object interferes with something that has to go into the mikveh, and that foreign object is min b'minoi, it's considered as if it's not there and the water is touching the item that has to go into the mikveh. But when the item itself has to go into the mikveh, which is knotted, so then you don't have a foreign object interfering, then you don't say the min b'minoi and the chaitzitz, and it would be a chisaron.
So it comes out the Gemara saying, lo oilom de reise, chatzitzi we take no from the posik. V'roches is called psorah b'mayim, that it shouldn't be a dover chaitzitz. So what do you need the hilchasa? The hilchasa you need for Sairoi, which is a separate entity, that can't be chaitzitz either. Frag the Gemara, why do you need a halacha meshmisina for the Sair? Sairoi nami de reisehu. Sair is also the reise, we know it from the Pasuk too. The Tanya state in the Braisa, the rochatz es kol b'soroi. It says the extra word es hatofel b'soroi, v'zehu seyor. Meaning, S is coming to be marba, not just it can be chitzitz in the basar, even in the tofel of basar. So we see clearly, seir is included in the pasuk too. So why need the halach lamesh b'sin on the seir vayit etshver? Enter the Gemara. Ein chenami seir and gufoy both yilom from the pasuk, both of the raisa. So what's the halach lamesh b'sinai telling me? Zok the Gemara ki asoy hilchaso. You need the halach lamesh b'sinai leruboy ulemiyutoy ulemakbid v'lesheina makbid to differentiate and to tell us the different dinim. That midaraisa, there's a din, Zokti Mor Ukrab Yitzchok. Domer Rab Yitzchok. Dvar Torah midaraisa. And Rashi learns Dvar Torah means this is the Halach Lamesh Mesinai. The Halach Lamesh Mesinai gufe is Dvar Torah Ruboy Umakbid Olof. That is two conditions. Chatzitze is Roiv of the body and Makbid Olof. And you makbid, you care about this item that's on you, and that's relative to every person, whatever he's makbid on. But ruba, you makbid olav, that is the halach lemesh b'sinai, that's choytzitz. V'she'ena makbid olav, if let's say you have roiv that is not makbid on, so then ain't choytzitz, it would not be choytzitz. And then, v'gozu al ruba she'ena makbid. Chachomim came and made a gzera now, that even on roiv that you're not makbid on, why? Because of Mishum Rubei HaMakbid. Since Halach Lamesh Mesinai, the way Rashi learns is Rubei HaMakbid, so the way Goyze even on Rubei Shein HaMakbid because of Rubei HaMakbid. And likewise, Val Miutai HaMakbid, and they also Goyze on Miutai HaMakbid, because really Halach Lamesh Mesinai is only Rubei HaMakbid, but the way Goyze even on Miutai HaMakbid, on a minuscule amount that you Makbid on. Why? Mishum Rubei HaMakbid. And that's all included in the Rubei HaMakbid is the Halacha Zok Rashi. And we're Goyzer on the mute HaMakbid and on the Rubei Shein HaMakbid or to the Rubei HaMakbid. Now Rashi says, Dvar Torah, meaning the Halacha Lamesh Mesinai B'Torah Shebal Peh. So Rubei, meaning not Roiv of the whole body. Rubei, we're discussing on the Sar itself. That's where the Halacha is coming in now. Rubei, meaning Roiv Saroi. Shim yesh b'dova chaitzitz, if you have something chaitzitz on roiv of the sar, roiv of the hair, kugoin, dam yovesh, you have dry blood, vidyoi, or ink, vitit yovesh, vizephas yovesh, or shekoshu rubay achas achas, or a majority of the hair strands are knotted 1-1, because we said three are not chaitzitz. Two is a suffix, but one is, so if roiv of the hairs are knotted 1-1, and you're makbid olav zogdashi, shemitztar lichuch zeshe b'goysoi, so then Takar Halacha tells me that it's makbid. And they were goyzer, the midrabbanon in addition also on rubei she'ena makbid, and on miuta makbid. Zogdashi v'she'ena makbid olav, meaning if you have rubei that you're not makbid, have a kegufoi, v'avagav dava b'rubei lechayitz, meaning ena makbid olav, is like the goof itself. It's not a chatzitza. If you're not makbid on a ruboy, ruboy she'ena makbid, so that is like the goof. It's not called the chaitzitz. Even though it's beruboy, it's not chaitz because you're not makbid. So it's bottle to the goof. The word in Rashi is, by ena makbid by ruboy, it's like goof, or it's bottle to the goof, so it's not a chaitzitz, even though it's roiv. And the gozer is a drabonon de gizin zog Rashi. The gozer al ruboy she'ena makbid, hoil vav roiv, since it has one of the the qualifications. It's roiv. It's not rubi amakbid, but it's roiv she'ena makbid. So v'domi b'miktzas the chatzitza deraisa. It's domi miktzas to this chatzitza deraisa. This halacha l'mesh b'sinai. And likewise, miut amakbid. Hoy v'domi le'bakpoda. It's domi on the hakpoda part. V'gozru, and this din of gozru is lav halacha l'mesh b'sinai. That's not like halacha l'mesh b'sinai dekadin. The halacha l'mesh b'sinai din is only on the sar of rubi amakbid. The gods will have a loch lemish besinu el exer mit rabbonon. It's exer mit rabbonon. The ruboy hamakbid luchudei who da have a loch lemish besinai. That's the only thing that's a loch lemish besinai is the ruboy hamakbid. So there's two big issues that come out of this Rashi. Before we see the Tosis, the Rishonim lechayra argue on this Rashi. Rashi learns that the Dvar Torah, that the Gemara calls Dvar Torah, is the loch lemish besinai, ruboy hamakbid. The Meiri, other Rishonim, they learn Fakir. They learn that the Dvar Torah is the Deraisa de Kedin. Rubi Yamakbid is the Deraisa de Kedin. That's the Dvar Torah Mamish, the Deraisa. The Hilchasa is what they were Goyzer al Rubi Shayna Makbid. The Gozru is that is the Loch Lamesh Mesinai. I saw you talk to Meiri. So Lachari, it's such a koshver. The Rishonim asked this, that the Gemara calls Haloch Lamesh Mesinai if it's only Exeid Rabbonon, since when is Haloch Lamesh Mesinai on something that the Gemara calls Gozru? So the Rashba later on in Daf Tesvov brings a Ravid, and he says that the Lo'olam, the Halach L'mesh B'Sinai, is Taka, the Drabon Dekdin of the Gozru. So how does that fall into Halach L'mesh B'Sinai? It's a Gozru. So he says, Shteyden Ravid, that all Gzeres that the Osid, the Chachomim, going to be in the future going to make, it was this Galil L'mesh B'Sinai already. And that is the Halach L'mesh B'Sinai. He brings a Rai from our sugya that Gzeres Chachomim Losid Lovoi was this Galil L'mesh Rabbeinu, and thus is Halach L'mesh B'Sinai. That's good for the Rai from the sugya. So the Oilam Dvar Torah is the Deraisa, and Gozru, Al Guboi Vein Amakbid, or Amiyuta Amakbid, that is the Halach L'mesh B'Sinai. It's Gozru. Zok the Ravid, does state the Halach L'mesh B'Sinai. Then it was this Galil to Moshe Rabbeinu, all these gzeres that they're going to make. So Halach L'mesh B'Sinai, his meshach shaykh to gzeres. It's not a drabonon, it is a drabonon. But the point is, that is Halach L'mesh B'Sinai. That's a chiddush of the Ravid. But Rashi clearly learns not like that. And the Rashi himself that brings the Ravid argues. And he says that no, he learns like Rashi, the Halach L'mesh B'Sinai is Rubai Amakbid. That is Halach L'mesh B'Sinai. And Gozer is drabonon nekedin. That's not Halach L'mesh B'Sinai. The Halach L'mesh B'Sinai is Rubai Amakbid. The question is that Halach L'mesh B'Sinai coming to this is coming to be Mekel, because Halach L'mesh B'Sinai is saying only Rubi Amakbit. That's the Dvar Torah, Rubi Amakbit. And the Rubi She'ena Makbit is not the Halach L'mesh B'Sinai. That means it's coming to be Mekel that only Rubi Amakbit is Choytzitz, and not coming to be Machmir that by a Rubi She'ena Makbit or by a Miyuta Makbit. So if Hilchas is coming to be Machmir, then it wouldn't coincide. So the Maizah, some Rishonim bring that even according to this Pshat in Rashi, that Rubi Amakbid is the Hilchasa, it's still a Chumrah. Why is it a Chumrah? Because you would say, if not for the Hilchasa, that Kuloi Umakbid is Choytzitz. So we come to be Machmir, not Kuloi Umakbid, which is very lenient. Meaning, if not for the Hilchasa, Chatzitza would only be Kuloi Umakbid. The whole body and Makbid on every single piece, every iota. Comes the Hilchasa and it's being machmir that it's not just a chatzitza when it's kuloy makbid. No, it's even if it's gubay makbid. So la'olam, the Hilchasa, even according to Rashi, is la'olam coming to be machmir that it's not only a chatzitza when it's kuloy makbid, but it's a chumra, it's even a chatzitza when it's rubay makbid. Pashas, as you learn in Rashi, if Hilchasa, the Dvar Torah is rubay makbid, that's not necessarily a chumra, because the gzeira is more chumra. The gozru al rubay she'ena makbid and al mayute al makbid. That's the chumra. So how is rubay al makbid the Dvar Torah chumra? Teretz is, if not for the Hilchasa, you would say kulay al makbid. So mele it's the oil of a chumra when you say rubay al makbid is a chaytzitz. Now Rashi says Dvar Torah rubay al makbid is the halach l'mesh B'Sinai. It's rubay zog Rashi roiv sarai. So Tosafot right away brings Dvar Torah rubay al makbid all of chaytzitz pierce bekuntres besaroi. Mashma, aval besoroi, afilu miyutu she'ena makbid choytzitz. The fact that Rashi says sar is a separate entity, and you look at the ruboy umakbid on that, is mashma, ruboy umakbid is a choytzitz by sar. Mashe enke by besoroi, even miyut she'ena makbid is a choytzitz. It will come out, because by sar we say ruboy umakbid is a choytzitz. Mashe enke by bosor, You don't need these requirements. By psala, even miut she'ena makbid is a choytzitz. Fractase akash of them, because of in the time, we see clearly that miut she'ena makbid is not a choytzitz by basar. So Tosis Taka argues and Tosis learns that when we say dvar Torah ruba makbid, it doesn't mean the sar. It means the sar and the basar together. It's one entity. Everything together is a din of ruba yu makbid, is the halacha mashmi Sinai. But not the pshat that by psoroi, even miut she'ena makbid would be a choytzitz. And the Rishonim explained Rashi didn't learn this way. Rashi learned Avada that mute on the goof is not going to be a mute is going to be chaitz on the goof. No, Rashi is just saying that you look at it as a separate entity, that by roiv sari alone, even if it's not roiv goofoi, it's considered roiv. And that's Shitza Goinim. Not like the Rambam and others that learn that you meshaya the roiv of the goof together with the sar together. Because the sar is talking out of goof from the atzmai. So it's a big machlokes rishonim. Do you look at the sar as a separate entity? It's a roiv in the sar, or do you look at the sar together with the goof? And on the sar together with the goof, that's how you measure the din of roiv. That's what the Rambam learns. Not like the goinim, like Rashi, but rather that you can consider and you calculate the sar with the goof as one entity, leinyan in the cheshbon of roiv. L'maisa l'halocha in kuf tzari ches in Yordeya, we paskin that we passel roiv the goof or roiv the sar. You'd look at a different separate entities, and each one has its own roiv that would be choitzitz. But loyalim to be showing him learning Rashi, not like Tosis understood, that Rashi's not coming to say that lafuke bagufoi, that even by mute, ve'ena makbid is a choitzitz. No. Rashi's coming to say the chiddush that even roiv sarai, even without roiv gufoi, you look at it as a separate entity, and we danzich on the roiv sarai mitzaratzmoi. But not lafuke de gufoi, that gufoi even by miut ve'ena makbid would be choitzitz. And that's the shitza goinim, and not like the Rambam. So it comes out in the Gemara right now that ruboi ha-makbid is the haloch l'mesh misinai. And that's what Rashi is going on the seyer. And the gozru is on the ruboi ve'ena makbid and on miut ha-makbid. And what's the deraisa according to Rashi? The deraisa would be on the gufoi. That's the algemein apostle, the gufoi. And the halacha right now is on the seyer. So, Frank the Gemara, you're telling me that the halacha mesh b'sina is in the rubei ha-makbid, and there were goyze midrabonon on the rubei ve'ena makbid and on the miyata makbid? Frank the Gemara, v'ligzenami al miyuta she'ena makbid, make a gzeira too on miyut ve'ena makbid. Two negatives, a miyut and you're not makbid. Why? Bishum miyut ha-makbid. Because just like miyut ha-makbid, which gufu we said was a gzeira, so maybe be goyze who are then on miyut ve'ena makbid, or to miyut ha-makbid, and inami, another tzad, to be goyze by miyut she'ena makbid. Mishum ruboi she'ena makbid. Just like we said, ruboi ve'ena makbid is a gzeira, so maybe be goyze by miyut ve'ena makbid too, or to the ruboi she'ena makbid. So the Gemara gives the obvious teretz. He gufa gzeira. This gufa, that ruboi she'ena makbid, is gufa gzeira mit rabbonon. So va'ana nikum v'nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. So Miller, you're going to make a gzeira l'gzeira miuta makbid, or ruba she'ena makbid is gufa gzeira. So you're going to make a gzeira l'gzeira on a miut ve'ena makbid. Avada, you don't make a gzeira l'gzeira, and that's why we're not goyza by miut ve'ena makbid. Zog demo, the final din that we mentioned in the three dinim that we said are halacha l'mesh b'sinai, we said mechitzas. The first one we mentioned was shiurin, chatzitzin, and the third one was mechitzas. Why is saying mechitzas aloch l'mesh misinai? The din mechitzas is the rice is the first posuk. The omar mar oron tisha v'kaperes tefach. The oron was 1.5 amma. Now assuming an amma is 6 tvachim, so 1.5 is 9 tvachim, and then there was a kaperes additional tefach on top of that. That's altogether 10. So oron tisha v'kaperes tefach harekan asora, and we know that the shechina was above the kaperes in a different reshus. It wasn't ba'aretz, it was different reshus. So we see yud tvachim is a different reshus. So we see mechitza, that's a din of mechitza, asar tvachim, is a different entity, different reshus, reshus ayochid. And the shechina was above that. So we know from the etzim oren, that with the kaparis, that asar tvachim is a different reshus. So we know mechitza is asar tvachim, because the shechina was above that. So why do you have to tell me mechitza is alochim mesh mesinai? It's a posik, it's the raisa from the oren itself. So Gemara leitzricha le Reb Yehuda. The Doma amas binyan ba ama bashisha, but amas kelim ba ama bas chamisha. Ein chanami stam ama is six tvachim. That's only by the binyan. Mashegin kelim like the oren is a kli. So over there the ama was chamisha. So then the whole chesma falls off. That asor tvachim is a rishus hayochid, is a mechitza. Because if you hold 1.5 ama was an ama bas chamisha, so 1 ama is 5. 1.5 is another 2.5 is 7.5. Plus the kaparis is another tefach is 8.5. So you don't have a raya of asor tvachim. If you hold the amas kalim is amabas chamisha, then you only have a raya to 8.5 tvachim. So you lose the raya that asor tvachim is stated in the Torah legabi oren, because we're talking about 8.5 tvachim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that amas binyan was amabas shisha, but amabas kalim was amabas chamisha, and the oren was kalim, so you don't have a raya. Zok demo legameyad omar, kola amas have a bebeinin is. All Amos, not just Amos Binyan, but Amos Kalim, the Oren, was also Beninis. Beninis Zogdashi. Ba'amabas Vov Beninis. L'cholodom. So Akoponim, we have Vaita Raya that Asor Tvachim, because all Amos, even Amos Kalim, were Shisha Tvachim. So Abizoy, the Oren, was Asor Tvachim above the Kaparas, was the Shechina. So we see the Shus of Asor Tvachim, Mechitzas. Zogdomova. Ulrameidom, Kola Amos Hebe Beninis, Michael and Meymar. Why do you say that Mechitzas is halacha mesh mesinai, mechitz is the rice according to Rameya, that it's amabas shisha, even by the kalim. Zog the Gemara, le Rameya, ki asoi hilchasa, according to Rameya, that says even the kalim was shisha tvachim, so lechari you know mechitza from the pasuk of the Oren. Zog the Gemara, what do you need the halacha mesh mesinai for? Le Rameya, ki asoi hilchasa, le good, ule lovud, ule doifin akuma. You need halacha mesh mesinai, yes. Asor tvachim itakano from the pasuk, from the Oren. The Oren was taka 6, am and a half, meaning 6 plus a half, which is 9, plus the kaparis is 10. So you know mechitza asor tvachim from the pasuk. You need aloch lemesh misinai for mechitzas, meaning the din of good, the din of good asik and good achis, that if you have a ledge sticking out, then you consider it as if the mechitza is yoyed lamato, good achis. It goes down, imaginary wall, or good asik. If you wanted to go lamalo, if you have a partial, so you can have considered good asik, it continues, it goes up all the way to the top. The schach, let's say, when you have already a sheer mechitza, so then you say good asik. So that din is aloch lamesh misinai. Or lovud, the din of lovud. Lovud, meaning, if something is munach betoch gimel of the karka, it's considered munach on the karka. So that din is aloch lamesh misinai. The achronim klar, what's the yisoid in lovud? Is lovud that it's as if it's considered munach on the karka betoch gimel, so it's considered like it's ready on the ground, it's munach, below on the ground, or no, lovud means kesosum. Lovud means as if it's filled up. The gap within three tvachim is filled up, so it's considered like it's munach, not a below, but above. It's considered like it's sosum, it's filled up, so it's munach higher up, not on the ground, but within the gimel tvachim. So that's a clear, in the chronim, yisodis come out many different afkaminas, if lovud is kesosum, or lovud is considered like it's munach on the karka below. And the final din of halacha lemesh misinai is ledoifen akuma. Doifen akuma means if you have schach posel next to the tfanois, that means, or let's say you have a ceiling, that the schach is only in the center of the sukkah. So you can have up until dalad ames of schach posel next to the tfanois, because we look at the tfanois as an extension of the tfanois. The tfanois bend, doifen akuma, because usually tfanois do bend a little. So just like they bend a little, we can extend that doifen akuma all the way for the first dalad ames, less than dalad ames, up until dalad ames, is considered a part of the doifen. And the schach can be in the center, and anything around it towards the walls is considered doifen akum. It's an extension of the doifen. So it can either be the ceiling or it can be schach posel. Schach posel is kosher up until dalad ames. Now this din is dafka by schach posel, which is next to the doifen. If you have schach posel in the center of the sukkah, so then it's only up until dalad tvachim. That's where schach posel doesn't stare me. But only by doifen we say up until dalad ames. If it's avir, so then it's only up until gimel tvachim. Because avir is lovud up until gimel tvachim. That's an afkamina, sosum or not, kamishena. But the point is, avir is up until gimel tvachim is kosher. Schach posel is up until dalet tvachim, anywhere in the sukkah. But if the schach posel is by the walls, so then you say doifen akuma all the way till dalet ames. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the omid, the avdalet omid beis.